Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the eighth shir, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, 6-4. And we were discussing the Yesod that if the Shiva Umos become Geirei Toshev, then there's no mitzvah to kill them anymore, because now they don't have the status of the Shiva Umos. And we have been discussing that at great length, and now we have a Mefurash Tos HaRosh. Tos HaRosh writes in Gittin Mem Vav Amud Aleph, what does it mean, lahashlim? Lahashlim means to make shalom, means to become a ger toshev. To become a ger toshev. The Givonim lo hebedaito es eshal esgayer. And the Givonim had no intention of being misgayer. So you see the inyan of hashlam b'zayin umos, they become a, there's a chalos ger toshev. And also, you see the Yesod of Rashi, that Rashi says that if they're doing it out of Yira, then they're not going to accept them, because the question is now, okay, now that you realize the ruse, so let them be Makabal the Geras of Ger Toshev. So the answer is like Rashi says, since they're being Makabal out of Yira, then it doesn't work. We saw in Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Umos, if they're Makabal out of Yira, then it's not, Rashi says in Sota, Amid Hey, Amid Beis, that it's not a valid Geras. Geri is Toshev if they're doing it out of fear. So now it's not going to help them to be Makabal, because they're only going to be doing it out of fear. So they had to do this ruse and say, we came from a faraway land, and the Jews didn't realize they're from the Sheva Umos. But again, you see that the Yesod is they have to become Ger Toshev. Hadikam Lahashim Hano Kabbalah is Ger Toshev. And that's why they had to be Marim, because they didn't want to become sincere Geri Toshev. And now that they were found out, it's not going to help to be Makabal, because they're going to be doing it out of year, and that doesn't count. And that the Tosis Rush concludes, and he says, "V'gavonim lohe b'datam bosa shal lisgayer," their kavana wasn't be misgayer, in other words, lisgayer mamish. If they were misgayer mamish, then the Jews wouldn't have a problem with that at all, because they wouldn't be done out of year, because to save your life, you don't have to become Jewish. So if they're becoming Jewish, then they're not doing it to save their life. The Jews would have been Makabal then. So their will to become Jews is not Machmas Yira. So all they wanted was to be Geri Toshev. V'etzei Makabal Machmas Yira. If they're doing it Me'ira, we're not accepting them. Except for the fact that they said, no, we're coming Me'eretz Rechoka, and we're not really the Shivamimin. So Me'mela, the Me'ira works. When does the Me'ira not work? The Me'ira doesn't work when you're a member of the Shiva Amimin and you're doing it in order to save your life. So the Jews didn't realize what was going on. They didn't realize they were within the Shiva Amimin. But they were. And that's why they had to do this trick, in order that the Jews would accept them. So they set up there from Eretz Rechoka, and then the Jews didn't think they were doing it Me'ira. Maybe they accepted them. Otherwise, they would have said, oh, you're only doing Me'ira, we're not going to accept you. And it's Pasha to the Rush that they'd be Makabal them to be Geirim Mamish. So we see Mashma, like not like that in Tosis and Sota 35b, Divor Maschal the Rabbis, who asked from Rachav. And Rachav was a Geirim Mamish. How are they Makabal a Geirim Mamish? You see, Geirim doesn't work. See, Merkebis and Mishnovir, Maram Shikal, Mitzis, Lesish, and Yudgim, with the Regamar, Besoitim, Yafas Toyar. So Yafas Torah also is Geiris Mamish. The Gemara there says that even the Gemara asks how you keep the Eishes Yafas Torah alive. It's Geiris Mamish. So the answer is that you see Geiris, and then the Gemara answers is Seder, because they're in Chutz La'aretz. But the point is that you see that Geirus Mamish doesn't work. If not for the fact that it was Chutzlarts, Geirus Mamish wouldn't work. And I like to tell you, the Russian understood that Geirus Mamish just works. So now we can also understand the din of Asu Tshuva. We said that Asu Tshuva is effective in Chutzlarts. But if it's Meira, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlarts? We saw in Rashi, and so to Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that the Shiva Amimin in Eretz Yisrael You're not makabel because they're doing tshuva out of yira. They're afraid for their lives. But the goyim and the shivam in chutz la'aretz, you're makabel. But if the word is that we don't accept it because it's meyira, ma'ish ne'aretz Yisrael mechutz la'aretz. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. B'chutz la'aretz, there's no din of lo sechaya. However, they still have to accept upon themselves the sheva mitzvahs l'shalom. They still have to be makabel upon themselves the sheva mitzvahs. In other words, in Chutz La'aretz, they still have to be makabel the sheva mitzvahs. They just don't have to become gerei toshav. Being makabel the zayin mitzvahs is enough. But they don't have to get this new status of being Gerei Toshav, which we said is mafkia them for being Bechlal the Zayin Umas. But they still have to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. And Memela, we don't care if it's Meira for another reason. Because what does it matter? They're Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, they're Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. If it's Midin Gerei Toshav, so they have to be a proper Gerei, they have to have the right motivation. But here, they don't have to have the right motivation because as long as they're Mekabel the Zayin Mitzvahs, they're not getting a new status. So what does it matter what their motivation is? It's only to get the status of Ger they need to be Mekabel the Zayin Mitzvahs. So they have to, even in Chutz La'aretz, they have to be Mekabel the Zayin Mitzvahs l'shalom. V'rak b'Eretz Yisrael shekabola se Zayin Mitzvahs u'din geris v'kabola kol shemir ein Mekabel shemachin eragin. Just only in Eretz Yisrael. That the Kabbalah of the Zayin Mitzvahs is a din of Geirus. It's a din that you have to be Makabal them. And it's an official status of being Geri Toshav. If it's done out of Yira, then ain't Makabal them because now they don't have the proper motivation and therefore it's not a good Geirus and therefore they're Chayv Misa. Al Shivamim. Umishum Hachi. Oh, and because of that, now, so we can answer the Kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Laman Asher Lo Yilmedu. And what's it talking about? It's talking about Laman Asher Lo Yilamdu Eschem Lasos Kechol HaToebos, in order that they don't teach you. Laman Asher Lo Yilamdu Eschem Lasos Kol HaToebos M'Shor Silehem V'Chatas M'Shem Lakeichem, in order that they don't teach you all their abominations. Now, what's the fort? The word is that you can't learn their abominations. So Frekta Ramban, how does Rashi write that if they did tshuva, it's talking about Chutz La'aretz? Because that pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about you kill the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. In order that you don't learn their abominations. So it's clearly talking about Eretz Yisrael. From the context. Right, it's talking about when you come in to Eretz Yisrael and to kill the seven nations. So how does Rashi say, this tshuva is talking about Chutz La'aretz, that this pasuk is talking about Chutz La'aretz. You see from the context it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. The tshuva is only going to help in Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to learn from their bad ways if they do tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. That's the Kasha and Rashi from the Ramban. So we can answer based on the Kasha of the Minchas Kanos. It says in the Gemara there that they wrote Kol HaTorah Kula on the stones, and then on the bottom they wrote the Pasuk, L'man Asher Lo Yilamdu Eschem, in order that you shouldn't learn from them. That they're telling you that that's the way you're going to be able to stay alive. So the question is, why do they have to write it again? They had to write it again on the bottom, Laman Yilamdu. She must uchuva yumakabla mosan. Bikvane malze baturashi katwole mala. They already wrote it in the Torah, above. So why do they have to rewrite it below? In the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Agav Yisid, Katsuva, Vakasva, and Lamata, the Manasha, Leilam, Duez, Kamlasas, Kohol, Lamata, Shimei, Chosim, Mitshuva, Yimakabla, Mosa. So Rashi says, Besof Hadaf. That's they write at the bottom. After they wrote the Torah. They wrote the text of the Torah on top of the plaster, and then they wrote below for the Gentiles to read that we're only supposed to destroy the Gentiles if they don't do tshuva. Why do they have to rewrite it? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. The pasuk of Asher lo yilamdu is telling us, it's not a chiyuv misa atzmi shel agavra, shel amalek v'zayin amimin, v'dinu lenu l'kayim chiyuvo l'hargo. Because if it was a din atzmi, then there'd be no difference between a Kenani in Eretz Yisrael and a Kenani in Chutz Laretz. And we see that there is a difference. That the Kenani in Chutz Laretz, there's no din of Lo Sechaya. Nevertheless, if they still have to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs L'Shalom, they want peace, they still have to be... They want peace, they still have to accept the Zayin Mitzvahs, but there's no mitzvah of Lo Sechaya in Chutz Laretz. Now, if it was a din atzmi, if Amalek and Zayin Am meant to kill them, then it wouldn't make a difference if it was Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. And also, din Kabbalah's Ger Toshev wouldn't work. The Sof Sof is Mechuyev Misa. So what do you mean we may become a Ger Toshev? He's Chayev Misa, we have to kill him. And in that, the Pasuk says that his Iker Din is Mishum Lo Yilamdu. It's in order that you don't learn from his ways. And therefore, Kol Shenishtanis Mitziyuso Litlos. L'chalois Ger Toshev, Shuv Lesebeinyan Zeh. So as long as he changes his Mitzius, as if the whole word is that you shouldn't learn from him, so just change your Mitzius. Become an Ois Zayin Amimin, become a Ger Toshev, and then this whole Indian is in Shaykh. And that's Shimasu Tshuva. That's only if they did proper Tshuva, but they're not going to be Makabal them like we saw in Rashi, because they're only acting out of fear. So that in Chutz Laretz, there's no inyan of Lo Yilamdun, is not because they're Kenainim, but because they're like the other Umos. And it's enough that they do Tshuva Meira, and they're Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs Meira. Because as we've been discussing, we see in the Ramban that even Melchemes Rishus, even the Shara Umos, they have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. They just don't need a special Chalos Ger Toshev. But they need to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. So when it comes to the Zayin Amimin, there they have to, in order to be saved, they have to become Mamish Ger Toshev. And that's only in Eretz Yisrael. If it was a Din Atzmi, then it wouldn't matter where they are. But it's not a Din Atzmi that you have to kill the Zayin Umos. It's a Din in Eretz Yisrael. The Iker Din is a Shelo Yilamdu. They shouldn't teach you their ways. So if they become a Ger Toshev, so then there's no more Laman Yilamdu. So that's if they did tshuva. But just now, again, they're not going to be mekabel them in Eretz Yisrael because they're doing it out of fear. But in Chutz Laretz, there's no Lo Yilamdun because that's not, we're not living in Chutz Laretz. We're not concerned about that they're going to, we're going to learn from them. So there's no special inyan in the Kenainim. Everybody, it's enough that they do it out of fear. As long as they're mekabel the Zayin Mitzvahs, that's all that matters. And since you don't need a chalois geirus toyeh to be that geri toshev, all you need is kabbalas Zayin Mitzvahs, that's enough. So for the kasha the Ramban, in other words, the pasuk is taka talking about Eretz Yisrael. If in Eretz Yisrael they could do tshuva, then it would be terrific. Then they would do tshuva, and then they wouldn't be chayav misa. However, we know that in Eretz Yisrael, lemaisa, they're only going to be doing tshuva out of fear. So now we can extract at least from there about the Kenainim and Chutz Laretz. And that the Kenainim and Chutz Laretz, when they're doing tshuva out of fear, that's fine. Because again, in Eretz Yisrael, the whole problem is Laman Yilamdun. That's the whole problem of the Zayin Amimin in Eretz Yisrael. That's the problem is Lo Yilamdun. So in theory, we'd like them to do tshuva, become Gerei Toshev, and then there's no Laman Yilamdun. Problem is, they're going to be doing it out of fear. If they're going to be doing it out of fear in Eretz Yisrael, then it's not going to be a sincere Geirus. If it's not a sincere Geirus, they're not Geirus, and they're Chayav and Misa. So in Eretz Yisrael, so there's really no Tikkun for them. In Eretz Yisrael, they're toast. But when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, or in Chutz La'aretz, there is no L'Laman Yelamdu. So therefore, what is the issue then? They have to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah. You want to make Shalom. If the Jews are going to make a Mechemes Rishus, and they want to make Shalom, but they want to make Shalom, so they can make Shalom, but that includes the Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah. And there, we don't care that it's Meir. Because the Ikar is their Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah, so they don't have to become Geritosh. They don't need to have a Chalos Geritosh. What are we asked? We asked that... The Ramban's kasha was, how can Rashi say that it's talking about Chutz La'aretz? You see, in the context, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Laman lo yil asher lo yilamdu." It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. So how can Rashi say that it's talking about Chutz La'aretz? The answer is that you can learn from here about Chutz La'aretz. The pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael. You're not to learn from their ways, and therefore you have to kill them. But in Chutz La'aretz, from there Rashi learns, but in Chutz La'aretz, where there is no of Lo Yilamdu, you're not going to learn from their ways, you're not living in Chutz La'aretz. Memela, as long as they're Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, they can be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, and even if they do it out of fear. We don't care that they're doing it out of fear. In Eretz Yisrael, they need to do it to make a Chalos Ger Toshev. But in Chutz La'aretz, they're doing it just in order to make Shalom, but they don't have to have a Chalos Ger Toshev. In order to make Shalom, they have Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. So therefore, friend, for the Kasha, the Ramban. The Pasuk Tak is talking about Eretz Yisrael, like the Ramban says, Barashi is correct that we can learn about Chutz La'aretz as well. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's Lo Yilamdun, and therefore they have to become Gerei Toshev, which is not possible because they're going to be only doing it out of Yira. But at least we learn from the Chutz La'aretz that out of Yira is fine, because in Chutz La'aretz there's no Din of Laman Lo Yilamdun. Lo Yilamdun, they're not going to teach any learning from them, and they just have to Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah in order to make Shalom. And then we also can answer the Kasha of the Minchas Kanos, why the Pasuk had to be repeated on the bottom. Because the Ikar Kra, when it was written in the context, is really talking about Eretz Yisrael. And there, the Maisa, they're not going to be Makabal, they're going to Betshuva. And therefore, from the Guf HaPasuk, you can't learn the Inyan of Tshuva and Chutz La'aretz. And that's why they had to write it at the end, that we have a Yalfusa about Chutz La'aretz. That Lamaisa, their tshuva is going to help, even though it's only Meir. So it's Mamish, if you understood what I'm saying, it's Pile Plos. It's Mamish Pile Plos. As I always offer, Shiurim, I try to, if anyone doesn't understand, you can always feel free to contact me. But the point is that we make a chilek between tshuva and Chutz La'aretz and tshuva and Eretz Yisrael. So the sort of the chilek is that Chutz La'aretz, they can do tshuva because we don't care that it's not sincere, that it's not a sincere tshuva. Meaning they're not doing it for the right motivations, because as long as they're Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, you make Shalom with them. Even the Zayin Amen. And the whole pasuk of Lo Yilamdu, of not learning from them, is only talking about an Eretz Yisrael, like the pasuk says. You see, in context, talking about Eretz Yisrael. There, the chashash, we're going to learn from them. And the only way to save themselves from this is if they become Jews. If they become Geri Toshev, they have to become Geri. Or Geri Tzedek, we saw in the Tosar Rosh, which we questioned. But at least they have to become Geri. But since they're going to be doing it out of Yira, says Elo Lech. So Lemaisa, we're not Makabal then. But from here, like Rashi says, we have Yafusa about Chutz La'aretz. Rashi doesn't say it explicitly. Rashi is talking about Chutz La'aretz because we learn from this pasuk about Chutz La'aretz. I mean, the pasuk is saying that the problem is Laman Yilala, we shouldn't learn from them, that's Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz, there is no such concern. All we need to do is that they have to be Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, Navitzad Ger Toshav. So there they can be doing it out of year. We don't care what their motivation is. As long as they're Makabal the Mitzvahs, that's enough. And that's why they had to repeat it at the bottom. And they wrote the Torah in the stones because in the context of the pasuk, I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael, it's repeated against Shana. But even in Chutz La'aretz, you can be Makabel, there's a limit from this pasuk that in Chutz La'aretz, as long as you're Makabel design mitzvahs, then we're going to make peace with you. Because it's only in Eretz Yisrael there's a problem of not learning from you. And therefore you have to become Geri Toshev. But in Chutz La'aretz, and because otherwise you're still going to be Zayin Amimin. So you have to change your status because it's only a Chiyuv Hariga of Zayin Amimin in Eretz Yisrael. And as long as they can become non-Zayin Amimin, then in Eretz Yisrael they're saved. And the Chutz La'aretz, the word is not Lo Yilamdu, the word is just that they have to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah, so there it's enough to be doing it out of Europe. So in theory, in Eretz Yisrael would be Mekabel them even if they didn't change their status, just being Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, but it's not going to be sincere. It's going to be done out of Yira. in Eretz Yisrael, if they try to if they need one chalos ger toshav, then it's not going to be sincere. They're only doing it out of yira, because in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to kill them. No, they have to become in Eretz Yisrael. They have to become geri toshav. In Eretz Yisrael, they have to become geri toshav. They don't become geri toshav. Zalei azol. But they're not only going to be doing it out of yira. We're not makabel them. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's just going to be makabel the zayin mitzvah. There, it doesn't. It can be even done out of fear, and that would be enough. We answer the Kashya of Rabban, yes, the Pasuk talking about Eretz Yisrael, but we also can learn about Chutz La'aretz. And we answer the Kashya of Minchas Kanos, why it says it twice, this Pasuk about L'man L'man Lo Yilamdu, to teach you once about Eretz Yisrael, and then the second time, teach about Chutz La'aretz, that you're allowed to keep them alive as long as they're Makabal design mitzvahs. Like the Rambam says, that the Sharu must have to be Makabal design mitzvahs as well. Just not mitzvah mitzvah de chalos ger toshev. The Kabbalah, we saw in the first Taisa Rosh, that it's been ger toshev, and we answered Rashi beautifully. And the Siyata Dishmaya, this is, I don't want to say it's only the beginning, because Baruch Hashem, we've already, this is Shir number 8, but we definitely still have a long road in front of us, a delicious road, Mirtz Hashem. So Hashem should just give us health and life, everything good. We should be able to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.